My message to simps. MGTOW men, welcome back. So as you guys know, I was traveling around for the past 2 weeks. Between a three-day period, I was in both Barcelona and Paris at one point. And I walked about 10 miles in Paris one day, everywhere that you could think of, and walked Barcelona for the most part as well. And as you can imagine, this is a combination of people from all over the world. Hundreds of thousands that I probably walked by during that time. And on one of my walks, I was on the stretch from the Louvre all the way up to the Champs-Élysées and through the Arc de Triomphe. The walk concluded along the garden near the Eiffel Tower. Many of you probably have been there. Walking along the hundreds, thousands of couples holding hands, laying on the lawn, and enjoying an afternoon together looking at the symbol of romance in the world. At least can be argued that. The Eiffel Tower especially lit up, at least in many movies and those types of representations. So I snapped a picture of a fence that contained over a couple hundred locks. The quintessential join the lock and throw away the key expression of matrimony. You'd think that when there are hundreds of other locks on the same fence, though, that you'd lose a feeling of it being a special thing, right? Well, nope. Apparently it felt original and soulmate-esque still at the time. So I continued on, and there was an area near the dance theater on the grounds where hundreds of couples gathered to do salsa dancing. Maybe they liked dancing, but I guarantee you that some were trying to create that perfect romantic encounter, so special, so unique. We need to do it. It's decorum. But I'm sure that when the dancing started, many eyes wandered to the left, they wandered to the right, and saw another attractive partner, somebody they thought might be a little bit better partner, better provider, better on the dance floor. Might have some more clout, but oh well, they acquiesced and went on with their mediocre dancing because, you know, they're already in France and they might as well finish up things since they're already overseas and fully engaged in this routine. So it's not special. Simping on the hill. Simp Hill, I called it. And I was literally running around cracking myself up looking at this scene in the park, going back to what I was saying about my walk through downtown Barcelona and through the Champs-Élysées. The thing that was going through my mind was, all this time, I've probably passed 400 to 700 eights, nines, tens, maybe more. I passed hundreds of dudes trying to look like David Beckham or the Zara model that was plastered on some window ad. It all looks the same. They're all trying to play a part, just to court, just to have something to do, and just to get some affirmation, and maybe a partner down the road. But with the sheer number of eights to tens that I saw in just a few hours, it reminded me that one's trophy is not as shiny or unique as one thinks. There are just as many shiny trophies out there, and many men are just polishing a trophy, trying to get a trophy. And the thing is, every trophy gets rusty. Relatively speaking, it's a lot harder and thus a lot more fulfilling to have a full life than to have an 8 to 10. Is there a surplus of them? It's a war of attrition, okay? And I'll come back to this kind of situation, but I'm going to move on. Right now, Simp Mountain. Well, it wasn't really a mountain. It was more like a hill. A swarm of simps on a hill. I was a simp before. Okay, it's all right. I think all of us have varying levels of simpery lingering in our blood from our past. Not all of us have had a lot of simp blood. It's all a different percentage, but many had quite a bit. You can't really control the amount of simp DNA you're going to have. It's kind of predicated on the actual DNA you possess. Your upbringing, your culture, what you notice about your parents, what you notice about relationships around you, what you cared about, religious upbringing, no spiritual upbringing, your education, socioeconomic status, and even the area that you lived in, the neighborhood, all the way down from your country to the neighborhood. So all these factors actually contribute to your propensity to be a simp. We all have a different simp propensity, our simp predisposition. This makes it harder for some or easier for some to accept MGTOW and for you to accept certain red pills and to be okay with them. This gives some men more red pill rage as well, and this gives some men the power of indifference, which is the supreme power in shifting men toward MGTOW and allowing them to live a free life ultimately. So indifference is something that is not taught in pretty much any sphere. It's only learned through life, one of the lacking subjects of education in our homes, schools, and workplaces. And this makes it really, really hard for some men to get over the hump of not continuing to try to court, to game, to secure a woman. You do realize, and I'm speaking to the men out here that really never had any interest in the game and not players or introverts, this includes myself, that some guys do not have any hobby outside of Tinder. You will not believe it, but it's true. And many guys, you're rolling your eyes in agreement. Their days consist of work, the gym, and Tinder. But what is the connection here? Why do they all exist? Well, they all coexist to support one thing, the procurement of a spouse, the attraction of a mate. They don't realize it, but it does. Remove this desire from the simp's mind and he loses desire for all three. This is why many men cannot handle the repercussions of decreasing testosterone later in life as they grow older and a body that they never took care of uses the vessel for beer so it could be consumed to give them confidence at a bar that they've been to 100 times so that they could approach the girl that they thought they should have had in order to fill the void that was created because they never actually were able to live for something they cared about. So you realize that this model is the model of life, the American life that's been created in the modern day convenience age that we're living in, when nothing we do has any real value or survival relationship to it all, or at least most of it doesn't. It's all done as a path of drifting and comfort, so we simp, and simping gives us something to do according to some people, and that's a scary thought in my mind, because it means that I haven't found that which I'm living for, and for me, that's where depression would start. That's when I was resting in my thoughts. As a 10-year-old boy, I was depressed then, believing that everything was pointless, nihilistic, it's all a game, so I embarked on what my purpose was, but if that search is never completed, what do? You could still do many things, but I think the default position for the man today is the simp. Because today, to be a simp is to be. To simp is to be accepted. To simp is to be cared for. To simp is to be valued in an impermanent sense, because as we know, hypergamy has no finish line. It's a finish line that appears to be on the horizon, but it's actually a mirage. And once you think that you've gotten close enough, you're on the home stretch. Hypergamy, the culture of wanting, the hedonic treadmill gets turned up from a slow speed to a moderate speed, and finally to a speed that can't be kept up with at all. Scarily. This is scary. Once again, for some, that's okay. No joke, it is. And I'll read part of a comment that I received the other day, and I'll keep him anonymous. I'm not knocking him. But this goes hand in hand with what I'm talking about. Women understand that their prevailing power is beauty, so they will often indulge themselves in ways that men oftentimes see as frivolous. It's not frivolous to them. Depending on the household budget, the extension of beauty may come to some women in something as simple as a pair of gold earrings, while for others it means surgery. If a woman is burning through your budget on items that seem frivolous, just let them go. What are you saving your cash for anyway? Well, if you are in a mutually respectful relationship, a woman is not going to empty the checking account because she is not an idiot. She knows that there are bills to be paid, groceries to be bought, and if you love your woman, you open yourself up to a world of heartache, possibly, but at the same time, what else will you do with your time? If you love your money more than you are able to love a woman, then it is appropriate for your life to live a life alone, and hopefully that will be sufficient, but from my perspective, it is better to have love than to never have known love at all. Thank you for the comment. I disagree completely, though, and that's fine. But what else will I do with my time? Honestly? Okay, I would prefer thinking of things to do with my time rather than doing that with my time. And this goes back to what I've been talking about over the past couple weeks. Boredom is a friend of the blue pill, of the simp. There's always something to do when you're tapped into your primal mind and all you're thinking about is hunting. There's always something to do, some hunger to fill. If you're always in hunting mode, primal mode, it's fine to work that job that you hate and to go to the gym and do vanity exercise because you're feeding your hunger, apparently. It's fine to do that because it gives you something to do and an end goal, one that you couldn't decide for yourself but was given to you, running against the ever-ending, never-ending, ever-going, racing hypergamy. So to finish this train of thought and the travels, illusion that I made. I was on my own race against myself on my final day in Paris, and I returned to the same grounds, this time late at night, 10 o'clock or so, on a run from downtown Paris that I decided to go on. Headphones in, sweat going, I'm running through the crowd, I'm dodging kisses that are going on around me, avoiding clenched hands that were together as I neared the tower. The goals of a simp. Even the dude that was yoked out of his mind that I saw him there. I thought about it for a second. He was an alpha. And he was by himself, waiting on his wife as he pushed the stroller with their kid. It's a sign of a man that could also be running. Maybe that's what he wants, but preferred, in my eyes, is running. He could be running, not knowing where he would go, and to me, that's an opportunity to always have something going on in your life. That's how I see it. It's never a bored life. It's a full life perpetually. That's the life I want. That's ultimately why the simp life is sad. It's because the simp life is life which you have to go with the speed that you compromise for. I'm sorry, the mina and the talents are calling, the trophy isn't that shiny either. The SMV is a war of attrition, sexual marketplace. When one is gone, there are 1,000 to take the place of that previous one. So if you have a similar anecdote or would like to share your testimony, as always, guys, hit me up at sunrisehoodie@gmail.com or on Twitter @sunrisehoodie. Thank you guys for listening. You have a good night. Hoodies up, hoodies out.